praise the God our Father.
Amen.
O Lord, to really bring us to this time.
Amen.
Really sanctify this time.
Yeah.
Bring us into the reality of this week's portion.
Amen.
O Lord, living the kingdom life.
Yeah.
O Lord, fighting the good fight.
Amen.
Amen. So if you want to start off by reading the title of this week's outline together. We're on week seven. Also read Roman numeral 1 in day 1.
The purpose of spiritual warfare is to bring in the kingdom of God.
Can we also read day 2 together? The letter E.
Spiritual warfare is the warfare between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan.
Let's also read Roman numeral 2 and day 3 together.
The Father has transferred us to the kingdom of the Son of His love. Amen.
Praise the Lord, we're transferred into His kingdom.
Amen.
This week, you know, we realize, right, there are two kingdoms,
right?
God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom.
Amen.
And I also really appreciate this week, there's a realization, right, that there are three wills, right? God's will, Satan's will, and in the middle, there is the human will.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, He gave us a will. He gave us a will to choose.
Amen.
You know, every day in our living, right, it's a spiritual warfare. Because there is the fight between God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom.
Amen.
God's will and Satan's will.
Amen.
And we have the will to choose. To choose God's kingdom.
Amen.
You know, I think even reading through this week, I was reminded of the past prayer meeting we had this week with the Berkeley Saints. Some of you were there, so you probably remember. We were praying a lot about the situation in Russia, right? There is a ruling to ban the footnotes in the recovery version. But there was a brother who stood up, and he was burdened that our prayers would be along the lines of his economy,
Amen.
His kingdom,
Amen.
Right? That we would not be praying against the human government or a specific person or persons, but actually to realize the burden of Ephesians 6:12, that our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but is against the forces of evil in the heavenlies.
Amen.
So, well, you know, we need to realize, right, that there is a fight behind the scenes, right? There is a fight between the kingdom of God and Satan. And even when we are in, when we, you know, we need to realize, right, we are in this kingdom,
Amen.
Right? And when we are in this kingdom, we have God's authority
Amen.
To exercise over the enemy. And even regarding the kingdom life, right, often there's a concept, right, oh, the kingdom is something merely that is to come, right? But actually, we can live the kingdom life right now.
Yeah.
And actually, to live the kingdom life now is to hasten its return. And the kingdom life has everything to do with our ordinary living, right? And our ordinary things every day, right? Are we choosing to live in this kingdom? And, you know, I think, you know, of course, you know, the matter of living the kingdom life, right? You know, it's not just about being in the meetings, but as I was saying, it's about everything in our day, in our ordinary living. So even to live this kingdom life, it's a matter of building the church, right? You know, our personal experience, being under the Lord's dispensing, in this kingdom life, has everything to do with building the church. And even this is God's time. Right, it is to dispense Himself into us as Spirit through His Son, that His body will be built, and that we would express Him and magnify Him in this universe.
Amen.
But yeah, praise the Lord. You know, I think, you know, even just drawing from things we talked about in the home meetings and campus meetings, right? You know, there's an individual experience, right, of the Lord's dispensing every day, living in this kingdom life. Right, but this all points to the corporate purpose, right, which is His church.
Right,
right? He wants the bride. He wants His bride to be perfected.
Yeah.
Everything we live, at the reality we live in right now has everything to do with His the hastening of His return. But yeah, so I think, you know, overall there's a lot of things this week, you know, to cover. I'll trust the saints, you know, to bring out the burden of the rest of the week. Maybe we can do 30 minutes per person. Piano can probably help out. Oh, sorry. Three minutes. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Speak forth Christ, builds up the church.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. We have a free will.
Yes.
So every day we have a choice.
Amen.
So the Lord came out and He said, repent, for the kingdom of the heaven has drawn near. The kingdom of God is from eternity to eternity.
Yeah.
What was the Lord talking about in Matthew? Has drawn near. The kingdom of the heavens has drawn. Well, firstly, so this is a matter of our choice. But Colossians 1:13 says that God has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son.
Amen.
He's transferred us into the kingdom of the Son. In the Lord's, through the Lord's death and resurrection, in His ascension, God the Father, He transferred us. The Son is a matter of life, and the Son is the one that the Father loves.
Amen.
So, this coming of the kingdom has, of the heavens has drawn near is in the sense He wants to rule in the sense of life. He wants to rule us by the sense of life within us. So He's always ruled in authority and power from eternity to eternity. But now but there's a problem. So in His ascension, He was established as the King. Right? He was made Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And He sat down at the right hand. So He was enthroned.
Amen.
So He's the King. And He was given the kingdom. But in the air are the evil principalities and powers.
Right.
And on the earth, Even though His name is excellent, according to Psalm 8, His name is excellent in the earth. There's still a problem on the earth. It's that Satan has usurped the earth, and now he set up his kingdom illegally. So we need to bring in the kingdom today, firstly in us.
Right.
So the Lord wants to rule. He wants to rule in us.
Yes.
So He does this by the sense of life.
Amen.
So through, He always takes us through the cross.
Right.
And so it's by His death and resurrection life that He establishes us to be to fight the spiritual fight.
Amen.
So we fight from His victory. This means we fight from His kingdom. We fight in the Lord Himself.
Amen.
To bring His kingdom to the earth.
Amen.
The usurped earth belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is regaining it by ruling it in us through the sense of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just to share some practical things. Like this past Monday, I had a great fellowship with the saints from the Berkeley, and you know, Monday night here, and it was great. So I got a chance to talk mainly three brothers. So I amen with the sister mentioned. So you know, our Christian life, we're not just a title.
Right.
It's a reality matters. And so the two brothers, they all grown from a Christian family. One brother, actually, he was born in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And then, you know, his parents brought him. And then there is another brother. His father is a Catholic, and his mom was a Christian. But his mom was converted Christian from a Buddhist. And she was expelled from her family because of that. But she kind of stayed strong in her faith, and later on half her family became Christians. Yeah. And then typically another brother, he was again in the campus, UC Berkeley campus. And then although he was again, he was not fully in. Until when he interned in the Colorado in the summer, he was really touched by the brothers and sisters there. And then he was really active in his searching to the Lord. So yeah, the whole evening was, you know, also a lot of fellowships from the Berkeley and the Stanford campus work. Was really, really encouraging, and also really opened our eyes to the Western, like, you know, Western side, you know, the campus work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just enjoyed because, you know, this week's is called spiritual warfare, and it's involved a lot. But I think one main thing is you put the Christ as the first. I think that's the key message I got, is Christ as the first.
Amen.
So in every, actually warfare is a very complicated stuff. Amen. If you look at the history, a lot of warfare is very, very complicated and also very, very, you know, bloody, right? But if you look at warfare, every warfare, there has some strategy, right? You know, how you're going to do it. There's a lot of directions to do it. But the people have to decide what they want to do, what's the strategy they want to do. So here, the main learning from this week's message I learned is Christ first. Because, yeah, I'm going to finish just in half a minute. Because this battle, if we're going to do with Satan, I can tell you, I am lost by 100%. I'm no match to Satan.
Amen.
The world, the society, right, was so cruel, so fast, and I'm no match to Satan. But the Bible said, it does not matter how you run fast, doesn't matter how your strength is, the matters is, we are in the name of our God.
Amen.
When we put Christ first, and Christ will lead us into a victory. Amen.
Amen.
That's why Jesus first prayed, teach us, your name be sanctified.
Amen.
Your kingdom come.
Amen.
Your will be done.
Amen.
Point out that the will and the kingdom, there's a very close relationship.
Amen.
The whole universe, God gives a will, got a purpose. But his enemy, Satan, also gets a will.
Amen.
Isaiah 41:13, he said. But you said in your heart, talk about this, that Satan, I will ascend into the heaven, above all the stars, I will. You see the Satan's will? And I will sit upon the mountain of the assembly. I will ascend above to the heights. I will make myself like the most high. So the spiritual fear start because they have a different will. That's what strong burden. You see, from the David share, how we cooperate with the God's will. He showed us during the spiritual fire. Use the Psalm 110.
Amen.
Jehovah declared to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemy your footstool. The second one, Jehovah will send forth. Third one, the people will offer themselves willingly. Amen.
Amen.
That's a recovery urging. Show us the will. Your people will offer them willingly.
Amen.
Amen. David said, the people shall be willing in the days of the power. But the recovery version emphasized, the will. What are we part of this spiritual will? We will use our will. We will consecrate ourselves to God's will. Stand with God. Last night, I really touched one thing. Sister Ruth also echoed for one of the sister prayer. I forgot which one baptized. He said, Lord, it's baptized. He said, Lord, I will consecrate myself to you. Wow! The young sister just baptized, but he got that feeling. So exciting. David was so excited. Was so excited. Well, the young person, they will make will. They will consecrate themselves. Amen? Amen.
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 I enjoyed this week that the kingdom, we talk about the kingdom.
Right.
And what is the kingdom? You know, the kingdom is a sphere, it's a realm where God reigns,
Amen.
Where he rules. And so, you know, I contemplated this. My brother brought forth the book, What the Kingdom is to the Believers, chapters 1 through 5. I was reading in 5 something that really impressed me, that, you know, when the King of all is enthroned in us, all the enemies will fall prostrate, and the kingdom has to come to us first. Our brother brought forth the 4 stages of the experience in life, and enumerated, right? Regeneration, our first one. We consecrate to the Lord, you know, and then we come out of the world, you know, we have experiences of our conscience. And number 3 comes the cross, you know, the flesh, the self, our natural constitution. All of those things have to happen in us in our journey. And then the 4th one is to know the body. Because it's in the body that we really have the spiritual warfare. That the spiritual warfare is a corporate matter. But it begins with us. And one thing that I was really touched with, you know, we're always asking the Lord, oh, Lord, you know, I can't overcome this. Strengthen me into my inner man. Strengthen me in this. Strengthen me in that. And that's all great. You know, the Lord says we need to ask him for these things. But, you know, I was reading that the Lord said, the Lord doesn't want, you know, that you lose your temper or that you have this weakness and you have that weakness. All of that stuff is nonsense because, you know, if we do not allow the Lord to establish his kingdom in us, none of those things are going to happen. You know, when I read, you know, the rich man who came to the Lord, what must I do, you know, to have eternal life? And he said, give everything up, and he went away sad. And then the Lord says, well, who can overcome? You know, nobody. Nobody can
That's
overcome
right.
because the Christian life is impossible.
Right.
It's impossible to overcome this, to overcome that. Because the bottom line is, am I living in the kingdom? Am I living in this realm where the Lord is ruling over me? Because only he can live the kingdom life.
Amen.
Only he can overcome these little details. So if I'm just asking him to do this and that and the other thing, which is okay, he isn't going to do it. You know, because he doesn't want to do it. Because actually, he wants to do it. He wants to be the one to do it by my being under his ruling. It's kind of profound and deep. You know, but I thought about that and I said, you know, of course I can't overcome. So what I need to, you know, there was a prayer here, but I lost it, where it says, you know, but we need to ask the Lord, you know, Lord, your kingdom come.
Like yes.
Your will be done
Amen.
On earth as it is in heaven. Right?
Amen.
That we really need the kingdom to come to us.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
That's where he will overcome everything because we're in there. So when once I get out, then forget it. So I need to ask him continuously that his kingdom, that I would remain living in this sphere, in this kingdom.
Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord. You know, this morning I asked Shepherd, which message are you reading right now? So it's a message. You are in the interim. Week 7. I said, oh, okay, we've been through 1 week 8. I feel like, oh, I know it.
So when I came back, the Lord just rebuked to say, what do you know? I don't remember anything. So, and then I really praise the Lord. The Lord is inside of us. He is dealing with us day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. Whatever you come, reactions, He's there. We just need to turn. And even coming here, I realized, wow, Lord, I don't remember a thing from week 7. But it's not you know it, you study it, you can share something. It's in your daily living.
Right.
So I realized, yes. Lord, this week I was in a battlefield with the enemy. I was in this world. I was, you know, in New York. As I hate New York. I feel like Satan is like face to face. But praise the Lord, this time I went there with another 2 ladies, 3 ladies, but one is a sister, so we 2 of us joined together. So in this week, you know, last weekend, participate on trade show with her to helping the others. I usually participate with by myself, engage the whole job. But anyways, Kang Chao, that sister and I, our goal is not to do any worldly business. We're there, on one hand, is fighting with the enemy. I can feel it physically, mentally, and spiritually. But because I have members, so I remember this here says, you know, the New Testament is Christ. The entire New Testament concerns Christ. From Christ, 3 great items are produced. The cross, the church, and the kingdom. So the cross is really we are facing day by day. I need to cross over. So every intersection is a cross. Every day is a cross. Lord, how much I can cross over with you. But so many times, like the sister said, we're weak. We cannot overcome. But praise the Lord. We have companions. And more I realize I cannot do it, but I have the members of the body.
Amen.
So I have, in our daily living, we have, right from the beginning of the day, we have morning watch as a group. At least 2 or 3 sisters we morning watch. But it doesn't guarantee anything. But we exercise our spirit. And throughout the day, we experience what we want to get for this day. So it's each cross. Lord, the Lord had to be with us. But so many times we are weak. But we have the church. So the church is not every Sunday you come together to the church. No, it's our daily living. The church is the members, the bodies. So we are constantly praying for one another. I have something I need, I text. And the others say, yes, we'll pray for you. So it's really good. The church, and then it's the kingdom. We are in the reality of the kingdom. So last week, I really experienced, because two of us, we persistently to teach the other 2. They're not Christians. But they are just Christians by name. And because of us, we constantly, because they are facing problems after problems, it just gives you headaches. But every day, we pray. We just call out the Lord. And one night, the other lady was really angry with her husband. And then 2 of us, it's just like, all we can do, we just pray. And she just fell down to the floor. I kneel down. I start to cry out for the Lord. And 2 of us was shocked. And she said, Lord Jesus, I need you. Da, 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 da. So it's like, wow. Amen. We can preach the gospel by living out Christ. But if we are not one with Christ, we cannot. We are just constantly under the pressure. And then on Thursday, I brought one lady back to my office. And then the one sister invited us. We all went to her house, and we fellowship. And this fellowship, we just regularly fellowship, and the other lady, the Christian, she said, I really enjoy your fellowship. I can feel physically you are all protected in the body. I realize, Lord, it's the body life that we are living today protecting us. So with the body together, yes, we can live in the reality of the kingdom. Amen. And then we can facing the Lord when the new Jerusalem comes. Amen. So without the cross in our daily living, without the body beside us, we cannot make it.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. We have such a hope. We have the have the body, the members, and we are in the kingdom in reality.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I've been in Church Biscop the way almost 2 years now.
Wow.
1.5 years.
Wow.
July 21st. And the first meeting that I feel that is according with Brother Witness Lee's aspiration is during when the saint from Virginia came. All of us, each of us, share during the meeting. Oh, praise the Lord. This week, it's a reminder. The message, I think, from my understanding, it's only, okay, we need to know that in the church life, there is a warfare, and how to live in the kingdom, in God's kingdom, how to live in the church life. And in order to know where is the warfare, because God has a will that is to establish His kingdom, to bring His kingdom from the heaven to the earth, not only in the heaven, He needs to bring it in the earth, and there is a warfare in us. The warfare is where, brothers and sisters, is within us, the person. It's not outside. Brother Minoru Chen mentions in our life there are, we are in the Garden of Eden. There is a tree of life, tree of knowledge, and there is a warfare for us, the will to choose the tree of life. And we need to, like in Psalm 110 mentioned, that we need to have a free will to consecrate ourselves, to cooperate with God in this warfare.
Amen.
We have been brought into the kingdom of light from the darkness. We are living in the kingdom of light. And the enemy has nothing in Christ. It's nothing. It's already defeated. So we have to stand in God's win. God already
victory.
Praise the Lord. Hey, amen. How we are living in the God in the church of in the church life, the warfare is not only in us but also in our church life. We are not. There is always the warfare that we feel, especially in myself, criticism. Oh, we are saying, oh, that one. Even in, when we are praising the other brothers and sisters, there is a warfare. We should not. I should not praise or criticize. This is warfare in the church life.
Amen.
Yeah, the church life. What is overcomers? The church life. I always thinking, what is overcomers? Brother Lee mentioned that he is 30% in the spirit. 30% in the spirit. And if in one day, Brother Lee is living 16 hours, so 5 hours in the spirit for 5 talents. So 1 talent is 1 hour. So if could, and I ask myself, in one day, am I living in the spirit for 1 hour? Oh, Lord Jesus. In our church life, we need to be transformed.
Yes.
The overcomer
Amen.
Is not the Christian that living 24 hours a day, unless Lord Jesus. I think the overcomer, this is my understanding, is when Christ is increased in our daily life.
Amen.
We become overcomer.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And
till one day the kingdom of God in our life, God will become preeminent in our living.
Amen.
I just want to share a stanza from the hymn we sang. Thou art our eternal portion. Here we take a sweet foretaste.
Amen.
We are waiting for thy kingdom.
Amen.
And thy coming now we haste.
Amen.
And thy coming in thy kingdom.
Amen.
With all saints that overcome,
Amen.
We anew will feast upon thee.
Amen.
And thy loving bride become.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to share something from, you know, the title of the message this week is Spiritual Warfare to Bring in the Kingdom of God. And something that Brother Ron Kanga shared in the last year, summer 2024 training, the kingdom as the subduing of rebellion. And I really appreciate his word then when he said that we need to distinguish between God's needs and man's needs. For man's needs, we need to preach the gospel because man has a need to hear the gospel. But God, more importantly, for God's needs is the subduing of the rebellion of Satan. We do not lightly esteem the work of gospel preaching, but if all our work is just this, then we are not causing Satan to suffer fatal loss. And then he shared that dealing with Satan is for God's benefit. This requires us to pay a price. The price is extremely great. When we're dealing with Satan, we cannot leave any ground for ourself. If self is preserved, we cannot cause Satan to suffer loss. A double-minded person can never deal with Satan. So I went back to read his sharing, and I was really touched. And this, on day four, it says here that before he establishes his kingdom on the earth, he must first establish his kingdom in us.
Amen.
Today, the Lord as a spirit has entered into us to establish his throne in us and become our king. Become our king.
Amen.
Okay, this cannot be a slogan in the church life. This has to be our subjective experience in our daily life.
Amen.
Is he your king in your life? In all your decisions, is he your king? And we must submit to his authority, acknowledging him as our king, and receive his ruling. If we live in such a condition, from the throne within us will flow the living water, the water of life, which will supply the need of others. And I was really touched by this. And then in message five is the matter that in God's economy, there's only two things God has given us. One is the person. One person, which
Amen.
Is Christ. One way, which is the cross. So you can see in Galatians 2:20, Apostle Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I. Christ lives in me.
Amen.
As really touched, you know, I was just pondering this before the Lord. And, you know, I just recently bought my third car. And the Lord touched me, you know, with this car, the choice. The Lord and I went through a lot of transactions. I asked the Lord, you know, which car do you want me to buy? And I had my preference. The Lord had his preference. And we were dealt with this. I went back and forth for 3 years. Finally, I bought the car, and I'm very happy with it. It's the Lord's choice.
Yeah.
But the Lord enlightened me. And this is my third car. Your first car, you didn't ask me which car. It was just the needs. So you went out, you did a lot of research, and you bought it. The second car, you also didn't ask me. It's the third car. Finally, you asked me which car. So, saints, we need to think about that. Is he really king in all our decisions?
Amen.
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 When I was reviewing this week, it reminded me of week three when we were talking about the kingdom and the church. And point three on week three says the genuine church is the kingdom of God in this age. Today the believers lead the kingdom life in the church. And point five says the church should pray to bring in the kingdom of God. So I was just reminded of this point. You know, on the past weeks, we have seen that the kingdom is here today. But the only way for the kingdom to be expressed and lived is through the genuine church life. And one of the ways, specifically one of the main ways, is by prayer. When we spend time praying for God's kingdom to come, to be among us, to give give ourselves to the Lord and really apply the cross, then we can see the triune God being expressed through us. And one thing that touched me was that before he established his kingdom on earth, he must first establish his kingdom in us. And one of the points the brother O was sharing was that he needs to have the preeminence in our being.
Amen.
So Christ must be the first thing in all of our entire life, in our whole church life, in our normal living. And when we give him the preeminence, then the Lord has a way to be lived through us and expressed through us. Amen. And so when we were looking about the kingdom, we see that Christ, the kingdom of God, is something legal, right? God is the creator. He has no end. He's not limited by space and time. There's eternity past, there's eternity future. And we see that with Satan, there is a limited time. We see that with God, the kingdom is righteous. But with Satan, the kingdom is something organized. And I was very touched by their campus meeting this past week, where we were learning about, you know, going through the labor in order to enter right into the Holy of Holies. When we first are in the outer court, we are being washed and we are being judged. And when we are in the labor, we can see ourselves and we are exposed. And when we confess and come back to the Lord, there's a way for us to be washed. And so I just appreciated this because in our daily living, there's two defilements. You know, we are defiled inwardly by sin. But even also when we're out, we're going to our work, we're doing basic things, we're taking the subway, whatever. We are defiled by everything that is around us. Conversations, things that people are saying. And when we go home, we are bringing this tale with us. And so I was just very touched that, you know, the kingdom of Satan is darkness. And everything that does not have Christ as the center is darkness. And so because God is light, his kingdom is light, we are brought back to God himself as light. So this warfare is not just today in our daily life, but it's also with the authorities in the heavenlies. And so to fight in this war means that we are choosing God's will. And the beginning of the problem between God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom is a fight of wills. You know, I have my will every day. You know, the Lord has his will every day. Satan has his will. When we wake up, we have to choose. And so I was just very touched that we can pray. We should be those who, you know, just fight for the Lord. Even every day when we make choices, we have a choice to remain in the death, sweet death of Christ and his resurrection, or we have the decision to follow our will, or if it's not aligned with the Lord, or we choose Satan. And I feel like every day we go through many experiences where it's a constant fight. And I feel the older I get, the more opinions are being built up in me, the more habits are being built up in me, and now I understand. When the saints used to tell me, you know, if you don't fix this now, the older you get, it's harder to turn back. So I just appreciate that we can be in the genuine church life.
Amen. Amen.
Every day, every morning, we wake up and we choose the Lord's will.
Amen.
And that his will will be made known to us.
Amen.
And that we together can build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
To bring God's kingdom from heaven to earth.
Amen.
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 The kingdom will not be manifested in a gentle way merely by ardent joy.
Right.
The manifestation of the kingdom of God requires warfare to bring it in, because Satan does not want the power of the kingdom of God to be on the earth.
Right.
And so I feel like that's very sobering, because many times we're just like, oh, let me just enjoy the Lord, right? Let me have a happy church life. If I enjoy the Lord, have a happy church life, then everything is good. But actually, we have to realize that there is a conflict today.
That's
and
right.
That is Satan's will versus God's will. And I appreciate this verse in Revelation chapter 4:11. You have created all things, and because of your will they were and were created. And so we need to have a realization and a settling in our being that I am here today for God's perfect will. Right? And then we have to realize what God's will is. And then in Matthew chapter 6, it says, your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. So we see right there that God's kingdom is related to God's will. And so I just appreciate everyone's sharing to realize that we need to align our will with
God's will.
That's right.
And then when our will is aligned with God's will, then actually then his kingdom can come.
Amen.
And I just, there was one prayer that the brother shared. He was like, Lord, cause me to be an open vessel that I can be open to your will. And so anyway, I just appreciated the reminder that today, you know, there is something happening that's more than just us and
Amen.
Our life. And so we need to continue to grow in life and pass through these stages of the experience of life. We need to learn how to deal with ourselves and experience the cross so that we can enter into this fourth stage, realizing the body of Christ and realizing that there is this spiritual warfare that's happening so that we can bring in God's kingdom in reality. One last thing that I just really appreciated is that this is, it was highlighted. It's not, the spiritual warfare is not our fighting for victory, it is to apply the Lord's victory.
Hey,
and so I just appreciate it. Jesus is Lord. He's already won the victory. So today, in our learning to exercise our will to be one with God, we can't do it, but we have one in us who has already won this victory.
Amen.
You know, the Lord said, in me, the ruler of this world has nothing. And this is the one who is now in our spirit. And so today we're learning again and again to choose to exercise our human will to be one with God. Right? We're learning to apply his victory. We're not praying for victory. We're already one with the Lord who is in victory. He's in ascension. And so we're learning to apply his victory not just in our living, but actually through our prayers. We're learning to pray one with the Lord. So may the Lord gain this among us. We would all grow in life and mature in life so that we can exercise to fight with together in the body to bring in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Really appreciate it. Just seeing how this matter is in the context of the overarching burden of helping us to live in the reality of the kingdom. And earlier this week, I was reminded of the story we're familiar with, the sons of Sceva. They were trying to cast out demons, right, in the name of Jesus. But then, you know, the demons made this comment, Jesus I know, Paul I'm acquainted with, but who are you? And then they got beat up. And so I think we cannot fool ourselves. You know, I really appreciate all the sharing by the saints. You know, this is not a matter of just speaking doctrine. But the Lord is touching us. Am I really living in the reality of the kingdom? And, you know, for me this week, I was tasked to share, you know, last night in the gospel meeting about baptism. I think in that journey, the Lord just convicted me. Actually, this whole week, there's many opportunities that the light in the kingdom was shining. You know, we can speak about the divine transfer, but you know, how many times did I fail in you know, talk about in the kingdom there's one person, right? And the cross as the way, right? I just appreciate so much that there is the gift of repentance.
Amen.
Right? And that in the matter of the kingdom, you know, we can repent for the kingdom's sake.
Amen.
And so when we have a turn in our being and we come to this person, then, you know, we can live in the reality of the kingdom. I was really helped in the practicality, which is seen from this matter of being transferred into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Amen.
And so there is this matter, right, that when we love the Lord and when we give Him the first place, right, loving the Lord actually means giving Him the first place.
Amen.
The preeminence, right, in our considerations, in all things, which applies to, you know, our marriage, our family life, our work life, everything, the first place. And I was just reminded in 2 Corinthians 5, right, the love of Christ constrains us. You know, when we love the Lord, we are brought into the reality of the kingdom. When we love the Lord, we are living under His throne, and there is the ruling. And there is a no longer. We don't live to ourselves, but we live to Him. And so every morning we should start the day, right? Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
I give myself to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, defeat me all the time. Yeah. Don't let me win. You know, when we pray these short prayers, we are affording a way to live and to rule in us.
Amen.
So that He can have the kingdom in actuality.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's always joyful to blend with the sensing in DGC. Feel like I haven't been here for a while. This series of messages, we are entering into living in the reality of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And then when we talk about kingdom, sometimes we are not, at least for me, it's not very clear. But I think hopefully through these 8 weeks that we are clear what is kingdom.
Yes.
The kingdom actually is the realm. Right? It's not something physical, but it's a realm, right? And there's a God's ruling there, right? And then when Jesus even say He is the kingdom, when He is there, kingdom is there, right? And so so I think so precious we can really enter into this series of messages. And but I just want to very quick have a quick review on the last few, right? And maybe I can asking a question and then see if we can have a quick review, right? Let me ask this statement. Let me say this statement. True or false? The church is the reality of kingdom. True? False? No. Because the kingdom is the reality of the church, right?
Yes.
So, apart from the kingdom life, we cannot live the church life.
Right.
And then, without obeying the ruling of the kingdom, there's no reality of the church life. And without the kingdom as the reality of the church cannot be built up. So, again, my first statement is wrong, right? It should be the kingdom is the reality of the church. That means we need to obey the kingdom life. We need to obey the kingdom, the ruling of the kingdom. Now we're talking about three keys, right? We're talking about the deny the self, taking up the cross, losing the soul life. And then brothers specifically bring up when they talking about deny the self, we are very easy to be offended. Right? And I heard a brother say, oh, I'm not easy to be offended. You know that? 12 years and 6 months ago, a brother offended me. I'm not even offended. Why? Because you can say that, but it's very easy to see you are offended. Why? Because yourself is so, you are so precious, so strong. You cannot deny yourself.
Yeah.
And so I think just a good reminder. Let me ask another question. My wife is very lovely, helpful. However, sometimes he's very annoying, very demanding. Oh, she is my cross. True or false? It's not saying, well, my wife is not here, so don't tell her. I'm just using the example. What is cross? Cross is the God's will.
Yes.
Right? So when Lord was praying before he went to the cross, he said, this cup can, apart from me, but not according to my will, but according to Father's will. So it's not because my children are annoying me, because it's not because my boss doing something, so they are my cross. No, it's because God's will is there. Yeah. Did you see God arrange your wife, your children, and that's God's will. So that meaning we take the cross. Of course, cross involves terminate ourselves. Yes, but it's God's will. And then losing the soul life. Losing the soul life. Dear saints, even you think about you being offended 12 years and 6 months ago, it could be your soulish enjoyment. Have you experienced that? Oh, you feel you are so offended. Then you dwell in there. You enjoy that. And then we need to lose our soul life.
Yes.
And so we need to lock up, right? This doors, gates of Hades, and then we can be built up.
Amen.
And then we talk about sovereignty, the mercy of God. Really, indeed, who I am? Who am I? I can be here. I'm not even better than my colleagues, my companion, but I'm still here.
Amen.
Why? It's His sovereignty.
Amen.
Why? Because His mercy.
Amen.
I can still hear in the Lord's recovery. Amen. I can hear serve in the church. I can hear enjoy the Lord with you.
Amen.
Sense is God's sovereignty.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. Yes, that's because of His sovereignty. So we don't need to do anything, right? Why we need to do something? Because if He wants to do it, He's sovereign God, so He will do it. So we should just rest, do nothing. True or false? Right or wrong?
False.
Why? Because of His sovereignty, because of His mercy, Lord, I want to be cooperating with You. I want to proactively render myself to You. Say, Lord, thank You for Your sovereignty. I'm here, and then I want to render. I want to be an open vessel. I want to cooperating with You.
Amen.
And then we need to be watchful in life and faithful in service. I'm not repeating that, but I like to bring a couple points, practical points, right? As Brother Richard always say, let's bring in some practical points, right?
Amen.
Just my suggestion. I think preparing the oil, being watchful in life. I just suggest a few points. Number one, let's spend some time before the Lord. With the Lord in the morning. This is the burden of the church, right? We keep saying that. We need to do that. And then we need to confess to the Lord of our sins, our wrongdoings. This we need to do that every day. And we also need to deal with our world. Whatever occupying you, it could be how you use your cell phone. If that occupies you, dear saints, we need to deal with that. And then, of course, we need to deal with our flesh, because that's totally against the spirit. And also, importantly, we need to love the Lord. And that's, to me, at least I want to practice these few things, because that's how I prepare the oil in the vessel. And then, also faithful in service. Dear saints, we need to bring our talent, we need to bring ourselves into the church life, right? Some point, number one, I feel that we need to participate in the service of the church. At least one. No bystanders. No one just staying there still. No. We need to participate in the service. And also we need to supply the word of life in the church meetings, in the encountering with the saints. And then that's how are we faithful in our service. And also we need to care the saints, shepherding the saints. I look around, I feel we should have at least another 30, 40, maybe 50% of the saints need to be there here. But they are not here. Do you know why? Oh, I know, oh, brother out of town. That's fine. You know that. But sometimes we really don't know. And then, saints, let's care for them. Let's reach out to them. Can we just, as part of our service, each week you come to the meeting, you see someone is not here, call them. Can we do that? Because I don't know, you look at our weekly news, you don't know our attendance. We need to have number doesn't mean that much, but number tell us something. And then when we see them in the meeting, says we need to know. We need to care, and we need to reach out. And also, since we need to be also faithful in our financial giving, right? And so many needs around the world, right? Locally, in the States, in the state, U.S., in the world. So we really need to be faithful. Sorry, I take too much time, but for this week, I feel that I think the saints already covered so many things, but I just feel this warfare is involved God's will and Satan's will. And then, how about us? We need to side by God's will. And then to me, I think that's the matter of choice. I think some saints already mentioned. We need to have a good choice. Right? Deuteronomy 30 says, I call heavens and earth to witness against you today. I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life. Therefore, choose life. That's our choice. Warfare, in a way, on one hand, is very complicated. On the other hand, it's very simple. Choose life.
Amen.
Lord, I'm on your side.
Amen.
Lord, I'm choose your will. In Romans 6, say that when you are for the mindset on the flesh, it's dead. But the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. What's that? Choice. Lord, I want to put my mind onto the spirit.
Amen.
So, since we have so many choices every day,
amen,
we face every day, but in order to win this warfare, in order to be that God's will be fulfilled, we need to choose life.
Amen.
We need to choose, say, Lord, I'm on your side.
Amen.
But you know me, I'm weak. Give me your mercy. Have mercy on me. So that I can choose life.
Amen.
I can put my mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
So each day we can enjoy the Lord, and each day we can be faithful and we can be watchful. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. I think all these messages that we're entering into, we really need to review them. As our brother just gave us a good review of the past few messages. And then even, not just let it go. As we pass week by week, we would even come back to them. And we could even pray over these items, especially praying over the titles of each week, that the Lord may bring us into the experience of these things.
Yes.
Amen. Can we read the title of this week? All together. Spiritual warfare to bring in the kingdom of God and living in the kingdom of the Son of His love. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see two matters in this week. Firstly is this matter of spiritual warfare. And the purpose of spiritual warfare is to bring in the kingdom of God. I really enjoyed this verse from Psalm 110:3 this week. It says that your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare.
Amen.
Right? Oh, saints, today is the day of his warfare.
Amen.
The Lord is still fighting.
Amen.
He's fighting to carry out God's economy.
Amen.
And so we need to join him in this fighting. The victory has already been won. But, you know, Christ as the victor, right? He was as the head. He has already won the victory. So this spiritual warfare that we're fighting is not actually for victory. But the spiritual warfare is from victory.
Amen.
Christ has already won.
Amen.
We're actually fighting with the soft armor. You see this in Song of Songs, where the Lord calls the lover, even from the mountain of Sinir. It's soft. That word Sinir means soft armor. It means that the victory has already been won.
Amen.
And the Lord just needs us to carry out his victory. Continue the fighting until his kingdom has fully come to this earth. And so I believe, as was brought up in the opening word, it's really a matter of our will. Even offering ourselves, we can pray, Lord, strengthen my will. Strengthen me to offer myself. Actually, saints, we cannot offer ourselves willingly by ourselves. All right, we even need the Lord for us to offer ourselves to him. And so the Lord is the one that is accomplishing everything in us.
Yes.
And so we need to constantly pray. Even every day would be, we would invite the Lord. Lord, I give this day to you. That this day would be a day for the carrying out of your will. Lord, do what you need to do in me. Gain me for the bringing in of your kingdom.
Amen.
We really need to present ourselves to him every day.
Amen.
Especially in the morning.
Amen.
Right? We need to give ourselves for our minds to be renewed.
Amen.
For the Lord to spread into our emotion. And then eventually he would saturate our will.
Amen.
So that we can bring in his kingdom. Or our will would be aligned with the divine will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so may we first thing in the morning, we would pray, Lord, I give myself to you.
Amen.
Be the consecration in me. Be the absolute one in me, even to engage in the spiritual warfare.
Amen.
Everything that we're passing through, we need to see that it's really a matter of siding with the Lord.
Amen.
By joining ourselves to him. And as our brother shared, choosing life.
Amen.
In all the different situations, we would choose life.
Amen.
May the Lord strengthen our will.
Amen.
And then secondly, we saw that the matter of the kingdom of the Son of his love.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we have been transferred.
Amen.
Right? We are in this kingdom.
Yes. Amen.
On the one hand, there's the negative aspect where there's the fighting that needs to take place. But then on the other hand, this is a delightful place. God has put us in the Son.
Amen.
We are in the kingdom of the Son.
Amen.
That word Son is very important. The Son is the object of God's love.
Amen.
Right? And so we've been placed into the Son.
Amen.
And we are we're enjoying the Son. The Son is spreading himself in our being, in this kingdom. Right? The Son needs to, he needs to be the only one. Right?
Amen.
Colossians, what we see is a vision of the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
So we need to cooperate with him, that he would be formed in us. He would spread in us. In this way, we could really realize the kingdom more. The kingdom is wholly a matter of the person.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus himself is the kingdom. So this one needs to make his home in our hearts.
Amen.
I'll just end off with this just one point related to the Lord's ruling in us. You know, the Lord is ruling in us by his divine life. The kingdom in which we find ourselves today is a realm of life, light, and love.
Amen.
To enjoy the Lord as life, we need to be the ones who enthrone Him. We know that out of the throne flows forth the river of water of life. So to be enjoying the Lord as life, every day we need to tell the Lord that we love Him. As we tell Him we love Him, we give Him the first place. He is enthroned in our being. And we get to just receive His dispensing. Be the ones enjoying this life. And it is by this life that He is ruling us. So if we're not receiving, if we're not under the dispensing of this life, how can he guide us? How can he be lived out through us in this kingdom? So that's the first point. We need to take care of life. The second point is we need to take care of the matter of light. Light is the place where God dwells. All right, we need to be the ones who are walking in the light. This means that even all the problems that we may experience, when the Lord touches our conscience, we would be faithful to confess that we could together live in this kingdom, enjoying walking in the light.
Amen.
Right? Colossians says we're the saints in the light.
Amen.
And so we must take care of the light. Amen. Whenever the Lord gives us a feeling, He shines on us, we would just amen. We would just even confess to Him. And lastly, this matter of love. Love is the expression of God's life.
Amen.
This kingdom is not a harsh kingdom, right? You know, the kingdoms of the world, you know, they're set up by force. But the Lord is ruling us by His love.
Amen.
He's constraining us day by day, even to live together with Him.
Amen.
This should even become a vision to us. In my experience, you know, there's many times where I fail the Lord. You know, maybe I lead the young people astray, or I speak an inaccurate word, and some kind of sharing. And the Lord has to deal with us, right, as His citizens of His heavenly kingdom. But the way in which He deals with us is actually by love.
Amen.
So we should appreciate the Lord that this kingdom is a kingdom of love.
Amen.
Right? He, you know, in my experience, I can hardly remember a time where the Lord has actually spoken to me harshly, or the Lord has dealt with me in a difficult way. Even as He disciplines me, it's all in love. Everything related to this kingdom is in love. So may we love this precious person.
Yes. As
we fight, you know, the spiritual warfare by giving ourselves to Him every day, we would even enjoy being in this another realm, which is the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Amen.
And lastly, Brother Ron actually shared that you know, we need to even take care of the matter of our living every day. When we go to bed, we can't even confess even the matters that we were maybe wrong in the Lord. And there's a portion here on day 5. It says at bedtime, we need to apply the cross to every problem and to every negative, natural, or sinful thing.
Amen.
We may pray, Lord, I want all these things to pass through the cross. I do not want to go to sleep with any natural, sinful, negative, or worldly element that has not been dealt with.
That's right.
When I go to bed, Lord, I want to be a person,
amen,
who has been crossed out.
Amen.
So may the Lord be the only person,
yes,
right, in this kingdom. May He replace us even for His expression. And then we would all even take the way of the cross.
Amen.
We could pray these simple prayers as we go to bed. Let's keep enjoying the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Amen. 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 Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Contacting you.
Amen.
You can
should have the first place in all things.
Amen.
We can love you with our first love.
Amen.
Or you can be the king.
Amen.
Amen. Even this coming week.
Amen.
Strengthen each one of us.
Amen.
Into our inner man.
Amen.
Strengthen our will.
Amen.
So we want to choose you.
Amen.
We want to shut the door of the Hades.
Amen.
We want to turn to the kingdom.
Amen.
Lord, be one with you.
Amen.
Lord, for then you strengthen each one of us.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
We give you this week, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
In our daily lives.
Amen.
In all our decisions.
Amen.
In all our talking and speaking.
Amen.
In our
yes.
actions.
Amen.
We want to submit to your authority.
Amen.
We acknowledge you as our king.
Amen.
And receive your ruling.
Amen.
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 Oh.